I of course support the Sheriff's Association. They work very closely with the local sheriffs throughout the state. There's 102 of us, of course, one per county. In all of the orders currently, one of the things that has been lacking is the communication and input from the local sheriff. We as elected officials, of course, have a deep personal investment in our community, and we're elected to try and keep them safe and advocate for those citizens. And the most recent rhetoric from the governor, seemingly threatening language toward those of us sheriffs and other local governments who have voiced opposition to his orders. The governor has made statements about potentially withholding state and local funding from our governments that we need desperately to survive. And to me, that kind of language only further erodes the trust and confidence that the people are supposed to have in their elected officials, especially in times of crisis like this. That, you know, we locally take our communities, the safety of our communities, very seriously. And to me, the best decisions can be made locally and by those people that are invested and seemingly with the state, and that input isn't accepted or at least acknowledged very well.
And I guess the other point of emphasis here is, you know, you're not going to run out and enforce the stay-at-home order. I know we've talked to you about that before, but, you know, if you go into a business or go into an establishment right now and they ask you to wear a mask, and if you don't do it, then the police can be called and there could be repercussions, right?
That's correct. What people, it's just a terrible situation all around. The local businesses and even law enforcement, apparently now with the rhetoric from the governor, we have to consider a lot of things. Of course, there's authority greater than mine as sheriff, where businesses can have consequences outside of law enforcement through the state agencies, the licensing agencies, the liability insurance issues. I even got a letter locally regarding the county's liability risk management insurance company stating that if the county were to openly violate oppose or not abide by the governor's orders, that there's a language in that policy that would allow them to exclude any liability claims. So those local businesses that are trying to abide by the orders are not doing